I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome y'all to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Rel and my new co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Peace, aka Mango.
Mango.
Yes, the Mango.
We'll get into that later. Matter of fact, no. Where the hell you come up with Mango from?
Okay, when I first started working at Ford, they I always eat fruit, and that was the main fruit that I was eating. So there you go.
So that shit just stuck, huh? Mango.
Yep. Yep. All
right, we're gonna use that for now on.
Okay.
But yeah, y'all, tonight's episode is about self-esteem. Pretty sure that I have hella key points, and Mango has a lot of key points. I'll let you go ahead and take this one.
Okay. Self-esteem. My personal definition is like personal values. Basically, like how you value yourself. And if you don't value yourself, then there will be no, like, you don't, your self-esteem will be very low.
That's true. I definitely feel that. It's definitely the confidence in oneself worth the abilities. And I found out that at age 60, people at age 60 have the most self-esteem at age 60 because they already feel like they done almost everything that they wanted to do at that point in life.
Wow.
Because like right now, at us being at, you know, 30 and up, we kind of stressed and shit because of, you know, a lot of shit that's going on. But at age 60, you at what? Damn near about to retire. You got grandkids and shit, you know?
I pray to God it does not take 60 years for us to get comfortable with our own selves.
Like, I hope. I feel the same way. I'm trying to, you know, retire early.
I hope not.
But statistically, they feel that at age 60, that's when you have your highest self-esteem.
Oh, Lord.
I get it. But at the same time, hell no. I have not. Exactly. Right now, my self-esteem is high as hell.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know,
basically.
And a surprising thing is that 85% of people suffer from low self-esteem. And that's a lot. That's a large fucking number. 85% of people, man and woman. It's mainly the teenage girls, the adolescents and shit.
Yeah.
One thing I don't know about this one, but I found out that, well, you know, maybe this is white people doing this shit. I don't know. But they say that more men suffer from body image. I don't know about that. I think there's more women than men who complain. Now, I don't want to say complain, but don't like the way that they look.
No, but if you look at it like, more dudes like BBWs, they like skinny girls, they like petite girls, they like tall girls, like every type of woman is like legit accepted. But don't nobody want no fat ass man.
Damn, you know what?
You might be right. Yeah. Don't nobody want no heavyweight, no way.
Damn, you know what? You're right, because low-key, when I be at work and shit, I'll watch the Xfinity on my phone or whatever, and I came across the 600-pound, you know, my life shit.
My 600-pound.
Yeah, and, like, the dudes never have, like, a woman in their corner, unlike the
yes,
women.
The women always married all to some dude. All the women have a man. Like, dude, can you tell me what you're doing to keep this man happy?
Please. Shit.
Lord.
That's fucked up, though, that a woman don't want no fat ass man, but we could settle forever, however y'all look, but y'all don't want to settle for a fat ass man. They're checking that back, maybe.
It goes back to self-esteem, because a lot of, like, you know, it's like protocol for a man to approach a woman. Too many women not gonna approach no fat men and be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, that's true.
And the fat men not gonna approach no beautiful woman like, yeah, let me take you out. She gonna look at him like, nah.
That's true. I couldn't even imagine myself being fat, no way.
Lord.
I'm too skinny for all that shit.
You're too tall for all that shit.
That too. I don't exercise no more. I normally work 6 days a week. So that means that's my daily exercise is working, carrying ladders and all this other shit. Now that we kind of slowed down, I kid you not, I sit in this house when I'm not working and I eat because I'm fucking bored. And like in my body, I feel the difference. So I don't know that, you know, it might be a self-esteem thing where I'm just like all in my thoughts and shit and feel kind of low and I just get to eating, like I got an eating disorder and shit.
Yeah.
But the average person will look at me and be like, nigga, you skinny. What you talking about? But I look at myself like, damn, I'm getting kind of chubby. I got love handles and shit. Skinny niggas don't have love handles. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And then by you being tall, it's going to be like when you tell somebody your weight, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm 185. I don't look like it, but I'm 185. And yeah. Most of that because I just been sitting on my ass eating.
Yeah. People don't believe my weight neither.
I'm not going to ask because I was told that.
I wasn't going to tell you.
I'm going to just stick to mango.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Some other shit I read up on, I don't know about this one, but according to the white people, I'm going to say, 75% of girls engage in bullying, smoking, drinking, or disorder eating. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's true.
75%?
Especially growing up, yeah. Unless confidence is instilled, like, while you're young, you definitely gonna try to fit in. That's all girls. All of them. I don't care what nationality, you're gonna want to fit in.
I feel that. That's why now I'm thinking about it. In grade school, you get all those little cliques and shit that people be wanting to be in, or the girls be wanting to be in and shit.
Yep.
Ah, see, us dudes, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We get into it, a motherfucker, we fight, and we kiss and make up. We cool. Women be holding grudges forever, and it'd be like 10 years later. Ah, bitch, remember I whooped your ass in grade school? I whoop your ass now. Like, what?
Yeah, it depends on what type of, you know, her growth. For real. It depends on her growth, because if she's still stuck in that childish mentality, it's a wrap. She definitely gonna still be on that rah-rah shit and look stupid.
Yeah, you need to calm all that shit down.
Yeah.
Would you agree that 54% of women 18 through 40 are unhappy?
Yes. Yes.
That's a large gap. Yes. From,
because it's not, it's very seldom that you come across someone who is really confident with themselves. Like, so many people focus on what they don't have or what they don't look like or the things that they are lacking, when they in real life you should appreciate what you got going on.
So would you say that a lot of shit from TVs and models and magazines and shit play a huge part?
Definitely. With everyone, not just women, with kids, with old people, like the media controls everything.
I agree with that 100%. The biggest thing for me is those fucking exercise videos.
No, I think the biggest thing for me personally is the, like, the Instagram models. I see the Instagram models. Oh, them my too. God, look at her body. Her ass so fat. God damn it.
But it don't even be their bodies, though.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm going to pay for it like she pays.
But you know those infomercials about exercising? They always find the most fit man, the most fit woman to do that shit. You never see a unfit motherfucker doing those commercials.
Yeah, even like with the waist trainer people, like the people that be selling the waist trainers and stuff, they get somebody that's like don't even need a waist trainer, and then they put it on them and they just look
exactly. That ain't appealing to me. Like, dude was swole as hell with the little weight shaker and shit. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Dude already fit and shit. Like, forget it.
Yeah, and that can be like it could fuck with your self esteem for real, for real.
So you have any steps? You got any suggestions on how to up somebody's self esteem?
The way that I built my self esteem was I wrote down things that I like about myself and things that I don't like about myself, and it was just like I constantly repeated them to myself. Like, I legit put myself in different type of situations. Like, okay, if somebody say this to me, how could I respond? Like, if I'm pointing out my own flaws, nobody else can say anything that's going to hurt me or make me feel bad about myself. I know what's wrong with me. God damn it. You're thinking about what's wrong with me, but you really don't know what's wrong with me. So by me knowing whatever you say, I don't give a fuck. I probably didn't say it to myself all fucking ready.
So. True. I funny that you said that. I used to have a lot of friends, males or females, who would go through shit. So I used to be like, okay, well, look, grab a piece of paper, one side, write how you feeling right now at this exact moment. On the other side, write how do you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have them fold it back up. And then that next week, I'll have them take that same paper and check off if what they wanted to feel, if they're feeling that now from a week ago.
But you know, that also plays into like manifestation. I like that. I really like that, because it's like, if you constantly, it's the law of attraction. That's what it is.
Right.
Like, when you think about what you want to be and the good qualities, then there will be no negative energy nowhere in sight. I love it.
Yeah, definitely speak what you want into existence. I hear people say this all the time. but it's an upside and downside to it as well. Because people will be playing around about some bad shit and speak that shit to existence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think you saw my Facebook post some weeks ago when I was like, man, I got a bad feeling about going out to where the fuck I went, somewhere in Rockford or whatever. And then next thing you know, my damn tire blew out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of spoke that one to
existence. Yeah. But you know, I think in certain situations it works like that, because your intuition, a motherfucker, it'll let you know what's going to happen before it happened.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So I think if you're one of those people who feel like you have a low self-esteem, definitely try and get your mindset in order. Try to get out of what you think other people may think of you. Get that shit and throw that shit out the fucking window. It ain't about what other people think. It's about what you think and how you feel and how you view yourself. What Cat Williams say? It's the esteem of yourself, bitch.
Yes.
But a lot of people have the habit of worrying about what other people may think. My mother and father instilled in me to never give two shits about what other people think of me. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm probably the most optimistic, positive thinkers in the world, because I don't worry about what the fuck the next person got to say about me. I don't care if I look like an ass doing, you know, a particular thing. That's just me. Yeah. But you know, not everybody's built the same. But if you can try and develop the mindset of not worrying about how other people view you, you'll feel a little better and you'll do a little better. And just make it about yourself. Be positive within yourself. Don't look to lean, because you came into this world by yourself.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't nobody view you, have a view of you back then when you first came into the world? So why are you worried about it now that you're walking in the world?
But you know what? Habits are taught.
That's true.
So for the people who grew up with their mother saying, you ain't shit, you ain't never gonna be shit, you stupid motherfucker, like all that shit that would tear your self-esteem down. I mean, I think that there's more people like that than people like you. Cause for real, I was one of those. And it's just like growing up, I didn't have any type of self-esteem.
Right.
And it's like I'm a thinker. So I'm thinking like, why do I feel bad? Like, why do I have to prove myself all the time? And when I actually sat down, it sucks that it happened when I was an adult, but I actually sat down and I asked myself, like, why do I always have to prove myself? And true. I thought back on everything that I've been through. It was just the light bulb.
Yeah.
For real, it was the light bulb. And it's like, okay, now that I know what the problem is, how do I fix it? So I legit
that's true.
Look back. I looked at where I started from and I looked at where I am now, and I legit apply myself on every achievement. Like anything that I accomplish, I apply myself. And when I fuck up, I'm my hardest critic. Like when I fuck up, like nothing nobody else say to me will make me feel worse than I already make myself feel.
Right.
And that's not always the answer, but that's how I operate. True.
That's true. And the love of your parents goes a long way. And if you are one of those people that have just one of their parents in your life, I could sympathize mm-hmm. with, you know, with those type of, even though I grew up with both of mine, I'm not gonna get too deep into this, but even though I grew up with both of mine, realistically, I just had one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I grew up and how I grew up and how I treated women and shit like that, growing up that way played a huge part. So it really legit took me literally 29 years to forgive this person
mm-hmm.
and to understand why I was the way I was. And I feel a whole lot better now than I did. Cause I low-key was an angry-ass
person.
I didn't see myself like that. I didn't think I was angry, but people would just be like, why are you, you know, so angry? Like, I don't see that shit, but I guess how I came off, I was mm-hmm. always angry. But realistically, I was, because I was holding certain shit inside. And that's the worst thing to do, is just keep shit bottled up and hold it in and not say nothing, or at least write it down, you know, something like that.
Definitely.
So for all the low self-esteemers, do not hold anything in. Let that shit out. Write it down. Tell somebody something. Fucking hell, tell Siri or something.
Don't tell Siri. If you all want to, you can contact me. You can contact me. I'm always a listening ear. Always.
Oh, shit. Hey, Siri, I feel like shit.
And her mouth is so smart. Okay.
Siri be getting on my motherfucking nerves. Exactly. I be trying to spell shit and she be fucking it up for me. I be sounding like a dumbass. I be having to go back. I be like, you know what? Fuck it. Y'all know what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people are attracted to those who are warm. Would you like me to elaborate?
Yeah.
So, you know those type of people who you would be like, oh man, they're such a kind person, a warm-hearted person, or they're always in a cheerful type of mood,
yes.
A positive mood. Those are what you consider a warm type of person. A lot of people are attracted to those type of people. I'm one of those warm type of people where it don't matter what setting I'm at, whatever conversation I engage in, people that just see that aura and they're attracted mm-hmm. to it, and bam, I got like a million and one damn friends and shit like that. But people are very attracted to people, not attracted like, you know, oh, I like you type shit, but like, you know, the type of
energy.
Yeah, that type of energy they're attracted to. Those are the type of people you definitely want to keep around, because those are positive people who would not really look at you and judge you or you know, keep you in a dark mood that you're already in.
They definitely. Will,
those type of people are uplifted.
Yes.
You know? So definitely, if you have a group of friends who are the warm type of people, keep their ass around.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing for me, you know, I where I grew up, how I grew up and shit, I always kept rough motherfuckers around me and shit. And, you know, I got into a lot of shit. By the time I hit college, the likelihood, so my two major best friends, the likelihood of me being friends with them with my mentality back then was a hell no. Because the type of people they are, I was like, these motherfuckers lame. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a lick of hood in these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. But funny thing, the way the world works, they were warm people.
Yep.
We attracted to one of another, and 11, 12 years later, we are still the best of fucking friends. Yes. Now. Brothers, and, you know, we got kids and shit, married and all that, so it was like, I guess you could say opposites do attract. I used to be like, I was one of those people who'd be like, opposites don't fucking attract.
Maybe it was you maturing. I know when I was younger, I was rah-rah too, but it's just like now that I'm older and I value shit differently, you won't catch me calm dead with the people I used to fuck with. Like, no.
That's true. No. I have a lot of associates. Like, you see, I have a lot of people I fuck with. Yeah. But when it comes to my circle, oh, that motherfucker's so small and tight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Because when I met them, I was going through some shit. I was in trouble with the law and everything else when I met them.
Yeah.
So it was like, they kept me grounded. So I'll tell you a quick funny ass story. One of my best friends, name is Chad. They ain't even his real name, but for some odd reason, we just called his ass Chad and just stuck.
Mango, okay.
See, yeah, Mango. Funny thing, right? I was dating this chick at the time that stayed in the dorm rooms or whatnot. She went home for the weekend. I stayed in the dorm room. I was fucking around with this other chick and a couple of their friends or whatever, and we were smoking. We got so fucking high, right? In the dorm rooms. Now, it's about maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't go home because, you know, that 359 bus
yes.
going back to Robbins don't run all night. Nope. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't had no way back home. A lot of my friends weren't in the dorm room. So, at the time, who can I go to? Fuck around, went to my best friend Chad dorm room. Because he was an RA at the time. So I come knocking on the door. I was like, hi. He was like, hi. He was like, oh, you're high. I'm like, yeah. He was like, yo, bring your motherfucking ass in here and sit in the damn bathroom. All right. I sat in the bathroom. I got even more high. So then I took a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time he got off the phone with his girl or whatever, he's like, look, I ain't gonna scold you right now, but if you hungry, I'll make you something to eat. Other than that, go ahead and lay down. So I laid down, went to sleep, woke up the next day. He let me have it. He let me fucking, he's like, you know that we could have just fucking got kicked out of the dorm room. You could have got kicked out of college as well as me. Nah, I love you like a brother, but don't be doing this shit no more. And I'm like, you know what? This is the type of motherfucker I need in my life.
Yes.
And 12 years later, we the best of fucking friends.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
Because another motherfucker would just let you just, oh, shit.
Yeah, bro, they would have laughed at you.
You know what I'm saying?
Be stupid with you. They wouldn't have looked
out. Exactly. But he definitely looked out for me because I was on the verge. I could have got kicked out of that motherfucker because I was walking around the damn dorm rooms after hours and shit.
Yeah, you was trying to get in trouble. I was looking for it.
They was definitely gonna go. They was gonna, if they would have caught me, I would have got that damn boot so quick.
Yeah.
Another point, they say that the way you dress and the way you groom yourself keeps makes you feel more positive about yourself.
Definitely.
I don't know about that, because I don't mind looking a little rough, and I don't feel no type of way.
That's okay. I'm not going.
But
well, it's definitely the truth, though, for women I know. With men too.
I think so, because like right now, I haven't shaved, my hair ain't done and shit, so I kind of feel like, when I do shave and get my hair done, I'll be posting hella pictures exactly. on fucking social media and shit. I'll be like, ooh, nigga, doing something right about that.
Exactly. And if you were in the type of situation where you was going approach a female, you wouldn't approach her like that the same way that you would approach her when you're right.
I don't know, man. I my friends would tell you I am jogging pants real. I don't give a fuck if I had on.
Okay, be blue jean real. Okay.
See, no, man. You know, I'll wear a fucking wife beater and some jogging pants and be cool and still approach a motherfucker. Okay. If you don't want to fuck with me, don't fuck with me. But that's how I'm coming.
Lord. Okay.
I am jogging pants real, like for real. My homies will tell you, any event, hey, real, don't bring no jogging pants, man, okay? We gotta dress up.
Yeah, dress up, please. So I am jeans.
The last person. Now, I mean, I got some jeans. I got jeans, fitted jeans and shit, but I like to be comfortable. I like to be loose. So I want to wear jogging pants, some shorts, flip-flops, you know what I'm saying? If I could wear flip-flops to work out. But I guess to each of his own, if you dress better, you feel better.
Yes.
But I'm not one of those type of people who want to dress up. That ain't me.
Okay.
I have done it before. I look real nice, real, real dapper.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm take me as I am. Yeah. Jogging pants.
Yeah, because I'm not. I don't come outside without at least lipstick on. Like, no.
I don't even like makeup.
Not ever.
I don't even like makeup.
Well,
I never liked it. I just feel like, for me, I just feel like, especially black man, black woman, that we are our most beautiful or handsome, whatever the fuck you want to say for men. I'm going to just say speak on women. I'm not even going to speak on men. For me, a woman's most beautiful natural state is just that, just being natural. Like how God made you. I like that. All that makeup and shit, I don't like it. I mean, lipstick, okay. Eyeshadow, eyeliner, okay. But, you know, when they do all that excessive shit, like, oh, I just beat my face up. Like, bitch, you look like a fucking Barbie doll. Like, if I take my damn thumb and lick it, I'm smearing all the makeup off
shit,
your face.
Shit, don't do that. You gonna fuck around and get beat up.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Uh-uh.
To me, that's not attractive because, like, say I meet you at a club and I'm like, oh, you know, she bad as hell, but you got all this makeup on. But then we get back to the crib ready to smash, you take your makeup off, it's like, oh shit.
Well, that's
that ain't like, how you really look.
That's what you get for trying to fuck a bitch from the club.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
I definitely
But I would rather like, see the natural state. I would definitely rather see.
I mean, most women that wear makeup, they do it for themselves, like not for nobody else. Cause I know when I put on my makeup, you can't tell me shit. I mean, you can't tell me shit ever, but my nose get a little bit high in the air, you know.
And that ties into self-esteem.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like women who wear makeup do have, not all, I feel like some may have a self-esteem issue, that they're not comfortable with the way they look, so they cover it up with makeup. They cover up their true identity with fucking makeup. That's how
I wouldn't say cover it up, but enhance it. You know, just like dudes get haircuts to enhance their looks, they wear hats to enhance their looks. Because I've been hatfished a couple of times. Okay,
but that's different from makeup.
It's not.
That's different.
It's not, because guess what? If you shave your beard off, you're gonna look like a totally different person.
That's because, you know, people are used to looking a certain way.
No.
Or used to looking at somebody a certain way. Like, I've had a beard for, I don't know, the past 6-7 years. Before 6-7 years, I legit just had a mustache and a little beard growing.
Okay.
So I look totally different.
Exactly.
Than I did back then.
Exactly. And just like if you put a hat on, you're going to look different than without the hat.
I mean, I always wear a hat.
Exactly. Exactly. My point exactly.
It's not the same, man.
It is. It definitely is. I don't think.
Maybe it's just because I'm just so biased. I'm just so against it. Like, to me, a woman is ugly as fuck with makeup. I've never said that any woman looks gorgeous with makeup on. I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it. Yeah. Tyra Banks looks 100% ugly as hell with makeup on. You take that makeup off? Oh, shit. I'm all for you, Tyra. Halle Berry. She ain't.
But okay, so what about the girls that don't look good with the makeup off?
You mean like the just pure ugly ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're ugly, you're just ugly.
Exactly.
Makeup go make you even look more ugly.
No, because I know some ugly girls, and when they put on makeup, like, they could make themselves wanted. Like,
see, and that's bad. That is bad because a man is gonna meet you with just the makeup on, but when you take it off, he ain't gonna want to fuck with you no more. If he do, then you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? I don't try to judge people, but yeah, it's a natural thing that we do. Look,
word of advice, ugly girls, and you know you're ugly if you're ugly. Word of advice. If you wear makeup on that first date, just keep taking him on, like, keep going on dates with him so he can fall in love with your personality. Because I know you got a good personality. So just keep going on dates, wear your makeup, let him fall in love with your personality, then boom, drop it on him.
Look here, ladies. Don't wear no motherfucking makeup. All right? Let that man see you for who you are. Okay?
Do you.
Before the makeup.
Do exactly what you want to do. Makeup make you feel good? Do it.
Look here.
Whatever makeup.
Mango go steer you in the wrong direction. You go think you'll get some dick till you make that, take that makeup off.
Niggas be trying to fuck with the ugly fuckers without makeup. Well, they don't even call makeup.
This is true. I ain't even going to. Can't even attest to that because a lot of people be like, lady, coochie ain't got a face.
You gonna get some dick anyway, okay? If he really like you, he gonna buy you stuff. So do whatever you want to do.
Ooh, we're gonna keep that what you just said in mind. That's gonna be that could be for a later episode down the road about men buying women shit off the rip.
Yes.
Men are fucking up nowadays.
Oh no, they are not.
Are they fucking up?
They are not. Know your worth, ladies. Okay, know your worth.
Oh my god. You know what? So you must be one of those who feel like a man should pay on their first date.
No.
Oh good, because no. Boy, I was gonna let you have it.
No, but that's because I have my own money. I
even if you didn't really have money,
like, I've done that before, but only because
You're one of the few, because a lot of women be like, he got to pay for the first date.
But most of those women who don't want to pay for the first date, they don't have their own money. Like, they don't, it's like, they can't enjoy the satisfaction of, okay, I could pay for the date, and you pay for the next one. Like, a lot of women don't have that mindset.
I wish I would mess with a chick that and then have a job. No, because we're going to go half on this shit. Oh. I pay for mine, you pay for yours.
No, I ain't doing a half shit. Mm-mm. Either no, I'm going to pay for the whole thing, or date. You pay for the whole thing, okay?
Hell no. That on no first date. Hell no. Why? Because if we didn't hit it off on that first date, and I didn't pay for all this shit, I'm going to be highly upset that I don't get to see you no more. I don't get to text you no more. I don't get to call you no more. But I just spent $50 on this fucking date, and I don't even see your ass no more.
Oh, well, you definitely.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. That first date, we going half. And if we hit it off, all right, well, that second date, I got it. Or for here on out, I got it. It's cool.
Lord.
Now,
so would it be like split in half?
Mainly dinner.
Would it be split in half? Or would it be you pay for your meal, I pay for mine?
You pay for your meal, I pay for mine.
Petty.
That's real shit. Now, if we doing activities, I'll pay for that. But if it's dinner, oh, hell nah. Nope.
Oh, God.
Hell to the nah. Like I said, if I don't see a motherfucker no more, I just wasted all this money to feed this freeloading motherfucker. And I ain't gonna talk to you no more. That's all it was. What about
the time? You cannot get the time back. That's more important. You could get that money
back. I can't get the money back.
You can get the money back easily.
Not right after.
Lord.
I got to wait for my next paycheck to get that 50 back. Shit. Hell no.
Oh, my God. Lady.
Sorry, okay. Y'all. We steered away from, but y'all get it.
Shit. Yeah.
That's a self-esteem issue.
It definitely could be.
Oh, man, hell no. Another point, they believe the correct posture plays a huge role in your self-esteem. Definitely. I totally fucking disagree.
Definitely.
I can't. It hurts my back to sit up 100% straight.
Because that's because you're not used to that. If you start doing yoga and practicing the correct posture, it will be perfectly fine.
But I don't feel no type of different way for not doing it. I'm perfectly fine the way I sit.
I don't think it affects you inside. Well, sometimes it do, but like the people on the outside looking in, if they see you all slouched over, they're gonna be like, "Oh yeah, he ain't all that cocky." Nope.
See, but then that goes to not worrying so much about what other people think of me.
Facts.
Just because I'm slouched over, it don't mean that I'm sad or depressed or anything. That's just how my body has grown to fucking sit and lay and stand. Like, I should have sat with correct posture growing up, but I didn't. I'm kind of slouched. So I'm pretty sure when I hit, you know what I'm saying, 70, 80, I'm going to have to be a slouched over nigga. But that's hunchback. Cool with that. Hunchback. Yeah. You know, I'm fine with that. All old people get hunchback.
No, not all. Right.
Not all, but some, but it's okay. Mainly the short people.
Who don't have the correct posture have hunchbacks. But you know, it's not too late to start. It's not too late to change that, because you don't want to be a damn near 7 foot tall man with a hunchback. Like, no.
I mean, I do back exercises anyway because I have back problems. So, you know, I'm always working on my back anyway. One thing I laid off on was taking pills because that leads to a lot of other shit down the road. But since I stopped taking it and just really been exercising my back, it's been feeling a whole lot better. Every so often, it'll tweak, but feel a lot better.
Yeah. And you need to pay attention to, like, what you eat and what you drink around the times that it mess up.
Okay. See. All right. Self-esteem.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry.
Food, people. I am one of those people who, till my face turned blue, would tell you that I'm going to eat the way I eat to the day I die. That's bad because I shouldn't be just eating any and every fucking thing, but that's what makes me happy.
But you don't eat to be happy. You eat for energy.
I understand that, but food really makes me happy.
Oh, God. Self-esteem.
I don't have an issue with myself. I just like eating. I get happy when I eat. You know how sometimes people don't eat all day, they get all cranky and shit. That's me. I get a little food in my system. Wow, I'm so joyous. I'm happy. I'm fucking bouncing off the wall.
Imagine how much different you would, like, not even your physical energy, but your, like, spiritual energy. Like, imagine how different that would be if you actually ate good. Like, ate
fruits and my fruits. Spirit, I'm telling you, my spirit is so high when I eat. It don't matter what I eat. It's the fact that I'm putting food in my mouth, I'm happy. Fuck all that eating salads and all that shit.
You get the itis?
After eating? Yeah. After, like, my fourth or fifth plate, horrible. Yeah.
Horrible.
But I like the itis because I'm satisfied and I'm full, and then I can sleep on a full stomach and wake up even happier.
And guess what? 35 years down the fucking line, you're going to have fucking congested heart failure and your blood clots. See,
I'm comfortable with that.
Oh, no.
I'm comfortable with that. Because by the time I reach my 80s, I don't want to live no more.
Why?
I don't live in health because I have lived a full, fun-ass life at that point. So, after 80, I could go at any point and I'd be happy. My kids would be grown. I'd get to know my grandkids and probably their kids. I'd be happy at that point. I've already, at 29, done a lot that most 29-year-olds haven't even done yet. For me, though, right now, the only thing I got left to do is travel. That's all I want to do. So I'm building towards going outside the United States. I got a passport I ain't used yet.
Yes, Lord.
That's all I want to do. I done did a lot of shit that I didn't think that I'd get to do as a fucking young black man, but I did it.
That is wonderful.
So that's what makes me different from a lot of people. I've already done a lot of shit. It don't seem like it, but I have.
Well,
and I'm comfortable with that. Now I just want to eat and eat and eat and travel. But people, you shouldn't eat to make yourself happy.
You should not eat for energy.
You shouldn't.
And if you eat can, for energy, stop eating meat.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. Well, watch yourself. I'm going to eat Wilbur to the day I die. All right?
Oh, God. Just go like a week without eating meat.
And hell no.
It's not hard.
No.
It's not hard.
It's protein.
You also get protein from nuts.
I don't want no fucking nuts. There's not enough protein.
There, it definitely is. It's more protein in the nuts than the meat.
But I'm not going to eat nuts that's unsalted. I need the salty nuts.
And that is no, like, the salt is not good for you.
But I don't like unsalted peanuts and shit. It's so disgusting to me.
Horrible.
See? It's bad. The healthy stuff that's right for you, a lot of people don't like it because of the taste.
But that's I'm only because of what you're used to. If you reprogram yourself, you'll be A-okay.
Hell no. Nope. Nope. I'm gonna be one of those old stubborn ass men. Nope. Sir, you need to check your prostate. Nope. You might have prostate cancer. Well, kill me. Kill me, cancer.
Oh God, please.
Ain't no finger getting stuck in my ass.
Oh my God.
That's gonna be tough for me. And I got what, 11 years till I hit 40? Or is it 50 that they do it? 40, I think.
I thought it was 35.
Whoa, you're pushing it. I believe it's 40.
I thought it was 35.
I believe it's 40. I think it's 40. Seriously? We're going to go with 40. We're going with 40.
Okay.
We're going with 40.
Okay, we're...
I just can't see myself letting the doctor stick their fucking finger in my ass. So why can't... With all the technology that we have today, why can't you make something to check the prostate other than just putting a finger back there?
Because it's they get pleasure out of violating people.
See, I can't do it. That shit is dead. Nope. Nah. Nope.
So you just can't gonna refuse the prostate exam?
Look, y'all, I'm a bad example to follow.
Yes, okay? Please don't follow him.
I'm against all that shit.
Please don't follow him.
You know, if I had prostate cancer, it'd just be that because I'm not going to let nobody stick no finger in my ass.
Lord.
So by the time I reach that age, I hope that they got something new to check that shit because I'm not letting no finger in my ass.
Oh, God.
That shit is dead.
Horrible.
But I can honestly tell y'all, even though I eat the way I eat, I am the most healthiest person known to man. And that's crazy because I eat. Like, hell, earlier, I had some fish and a big-ass plate of macaroni and rice. Like, it was ridiculous. And I ate it all.
Lord.
That was hella starch, but it's okay. Yeah. Starch is good. It conserves energy for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's my problem. Even though I'm vegan, it's like French fries every day. Especially when I'm outside, French fries every day. Every day.
See, I'm a French fry freak. But a lot of stuff that is bad sometimes can be good as well. Beer, is it bad for you? Sure. However, if you have kidney problems, it's good for you. The barley that's in the beer is good for your kidneys. Yeah. Every so often, I have kidney problems, so that's why I drink a lot of beer.
But I
don't drink pop. I don't drink a lot of pop.
You know, that's you the can why just I take minerals pop. That would help, like, boost.
Nope.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
See, I don't like taking pills. It don't matter how safe you may think like the vitamins and shit is. It's the fact that it was chemically made in a fucking, you know, science made that shit. So whatever way they made that shit, I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm all natural.
Yeah, they do have all natural minerals, not vitamins, minerals.
But how is it made though?
Put into a capsule. They legit have granulated.
But you see what I'm saying?
Like
though?
Granulated, like elderberry. They have the elderberry dried up and grind it down, and then they put it inside a capsule.
Right, but it was in a machine to grind that shit down, put into a plastic capsule with whatever chemicals that capsule was made into. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was put into another plastic bottle, however that shit was made.
Oh, God.
Followed by a whole bunch of other pills. So that's how I look at it. That's how I think. That's my way of thinking. I get so deep in the shit. So it's like, I don't want that. It's been sitting there for however long.
But think about all the fucking shit those nasty-ass cows and fucking pigs eat. Pigs eat their own shit.
That's fine because they're cleaned out. We're not eating shit. They clean these motherfuckers out.
You cannot. They kill shit. It's impossible. What you eat flows through your entire body.
How?
And pigs don't even have sweat glands.
You kill the pig. You slay that motherfucker. You open it up. You clean all that shit out.
I'm talking about.
You take.
The things that the all of the bacteria and stuff that's flowing through their veins.
But science, let science tell it. Let science tell it.
Wait.
Haven't you been told, especially by the elders, that put that shit in some grease. Grease kills all that shit, right? So whatever bacteria that was in that whatever. You put it in the motherfucking grease and cook it, that shit is gone and dead.
Bullshit.
Anyway.
That's bullshit.
Nope. No.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit.
Grease kills everything, okay?
Your great grandma told you that shit, didn't she?
You know?
Bullshit. Because it's legit bacteria that could live through the hottest and the coldest temperatures. No.
That's fine. I'm gonna cook that motherfucker and eat it too. But you gotta think too, though. And I tell this to people all the time.
Hey, mama.
Just like with washing your hands, you can wash your hands till your face turn blue.
Yep.
You're still gonna touch something that has bacteria.
Yes, it's bacteria everywhere.
Everywhere. It's floating. You don't see it, but it's floating in the air. You know what I'm saying? There's dust particles in the air.
Everywhere.
That's why shit gets dusty. You got TV that attracts dust. You got light bulbs that attract dust. So you're always constantly touching bacteria. So for me, when it comes to food, I'm not worried about catching anything because I'm touching my hands and licking my fingers all day anyway, so like, I got bacteria in my fucking body.
But just think about how many people skin cells are floating around on your food.
Exactly.
Oh, geez.
I mean, that's with any food, even with fucking salad shit. Somebody might scratch their arm a little bit and, you know, little flakes of skin come on.
I don't want to eat
no more.
See,
now we scaring people.
See, now we scaring people. I do not want to eat anymore.
We're scaring people. But to each of his own, y'all, if you eat meat at a out of moderation. Don't just, like, yeah, I know I say that, you know, I eat, you know, I'm kind of unhealthy. But when I cook stuff, I don't, it's like out of moderation. I'm not going to sit here and eat fucking pork chops 7 days a week. No, mm-hmm. I'm going to switch up every day and, you know, one day I'll fry something, the next day I might bake it or some other shit or boil it. So fried foods is not the healthiest way. That's just the quickest way. In my household, I'm the only one who fries in the house. So really, honestly, we don't fry too much in my household. Only if we're just having one of those lazy ass nights. But other than that, everything gets baked or broiled or boiled or sautéed or something.
Because women know.
No. It ain't even that. It's just that some people are not great at frying things. That's all.
Yeah, like me. Like me. I can't fry to save my life.
See, you know, my mother taught me to cook young, so I could do it all. I could do everything. If I had my way, I would fry every night, but it's okay.
Horrible.
I like, you know, boiled stuff and all that other stuff. The way I eat my corn and green beans, they have to be sauteed. I will not eat it no other way.
I agree.
Once I got away from putting it in a damn pot and I started sauteing it, boy. Yeah,
that is 100% better.
Self-esteem was happy.
Yes, I agree with that.
But again, y'all, for all the low self-esteem people, most definitely put yourself at a high standard.
And it is okay to lose. It's okay to fail. Just make sure you learn the lesson from it. You have to be comfortable with that.
Yes.
You have to be comfortable.
There's a lot of people
with losing. Because
go ahead.
Because the way life goes, it has to be a balance. It has to be positives and negatives. No one has ever went through life with all positives. It has to be positives and negatives. So just when something bad happens, accept it and anticipate that good thing coming.
Exactly. Can't win without losing. Can't lose without winning. I was one of those people who was afraid of failure in my life. I just was afraid to fail. The first time I did fail at something, I took that shit to heart. And it drove me to do better. But I understood at that moment, like, okay, it's okay to fail. Mm-hmm. It happens. It's not nothing. It's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's nothing that I can't bounce back from. There's nothing in this world that you can't bounce back from except death. Death is the only thing we can't come back from.
Definitely.
So it's not the end of the world if you fail, people. You know? Definitely. Another thing, if you have a lot of paper in your house or you have a calendar or a dry erase board, write positive things every day on these different items to make you feel better or, you know, give you a lot of self-confidence.
Definitely.
As well.
Definitely. And if you can, do it with your kids, if you have children, if you have one or multiple. Every day when I used to drop my son off at school, we had a daily affirmation. I am smart. I am kind. I am handsome. I will do my best. I will treat my teachers and classmates with kindness. And we continually did that every day.
That's long as shit. But
I mean, it was a long
ride. I feel that.
And it got to the point to where like all I would have to say is I am. And he would recite the whole thing.
And that's good, because when he get older, he's gonna think back to those car rides. Like, man, my mama used to say this, and I feel this. I'm confident. I got this. Definitely instilling your kids, y'all, because we done for already. Yeah. We got our life now. I instill in my kids so much to be better than I am. Because my kids look at me as Superman, super dad, the dad that can do no wrong, the dad that has no faults. As they're getting older, I explain to them that, hey, your dad used to do this, your dad, you know, so I've had moments, you know, and you're going to have moments when you get older. Just, you know, be prepared for it. You know, it's not the end of the world if certain things happen.
Definitely. Just make sure they understand that it's okay to mess up. All you got to do is learn from it, and next time the situation approaches, you know how to handle it.
Definitely. My 13-year-old son, like, Dad, I want to be just like you. No, man, I appreciate that, but be better than me. Make better decisions than I've made. I don't want you to go down the same road, but if you go down the same road,
learn
A,
from
B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so far, so good. I haven't hit... We ain't hit the 15, 16-year-old stage yet.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that. Whew. Man, because I know I'm going to have to put keep some shotguns around this month.
Not necessarily. Like
for my daughter.
I understand that. Just because you're a father, you know? But like with my son, he's 6, and already he like a little girl in his classroom, and you telling me like, "Mom, I want to buy her flowers," and it's like, "Whoa, buddy, slow down, slow down."
That ship sailed already. My son, that's a little me already. He didn't look here. Hey,
Lord.
Hey, how many girlfriends you got? Oh, hey, high five.
No,
but look, understand.
No. Look,
it's cool, but understand you're gonna run into a bunch of problems because you're gonna deal with a lot of estrogen, and you're gonna deal with a lot of headaches and heartaches because that's a lot of mood swings you got to deal with. And hey, look, it's fun in the moment, but trust me, it ain't working.
It definitely is not. It definitely is not. I just hope my son, like, my biggest fear is him being a sweetheart and being a stand-up type of guy, and he run into somebody nappy-head-ass daughter. And then we have a real problem, because I don't play about mans. I'm not going to play about him. None of that. No. Especially if he is the, like, if he turns out to be the type of guy that I'm raising him to be, we are not going to shoot for Bonquisha and Nene. We ain't doing that. No. No.
I am just like my parents. They'll tell me once. They'll tell me twice. After that, I'm on my own. So if you want to be hard-headed, I'm going to let you find out the hard way.
I definitely feel
A lot of people don't agree with that, but that's just my old school way of, like, I'm not with this new school way of fucking parenting. I'm going to be a hard ass, and you're going to understand when you get older why I was such a hard ass. We could be, you know, I'd be cool, you know, but I'm not your fucking friend. I'm your parent. I'm your dad. I will never be your friend until you become of age.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, but, like, at the same time, because my mom, still to this day, we don't have the mother-daughter relationship. But with my dad, before he got taken away from me for 10 years, like, he was my best friend. He was my everything. All I knew was dad. So it's like, with him not knowing how to be a parent, when he did enter back into my life, it was just like, he treated me like I was his friend. Like, we used to smoke together. We went to the club together, like, that's how
see, but that comes in age. So like, for me, while they're young, I have my parent cap. I have my dad cap on. As they reach the adolescent age where they're starting to figure themselves out, who they are, and, you know, really figure themselves out, you know, when it comes to girls and guys, that's when I could kind of put on my friend cap.
Mm-hmm.
I could start taking off my dad cap a little bit and be their friend, because now they're looking for a friend. Because I've already instilled in you right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from here on out, from 12 and till the day you die, you know right from wrong. I've got you that far. Now you're almost on your own. You're not necessarily on your own, but you're leading that path where, you know, you're leaving out the house and you're hanging with friends, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Before that, you're everywhere I go, you're going.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know, like, with my son, he respects me as his mother, but he also looks at me, like, he legit tells me I'm his best friend. He comes and tells me everything. But I think that's more of, like, a bond that mothers and sons have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure if I had a daughter, she wouldn't be my best friend. I'm pretty sure she would not be my best friend.
Nah, because my girls are definitely daddy boys.
Yeah.
But, however... and I hope my baby mama not listening. However, my boys are daddy boys. They are quick to tell me any and everything before they tell her.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to the way I was taught.
Exactly.
So, I'm a hard ass, but at the same time, I'm calm. You know what I'm saying? I used to put boots to asses, but I didn't have to do it as much because, you know, the way I was taught and instilled in them, so they know better already. So I didn't have to legit scream at them all the time and no shit like that. And no child really likes a parent screaming at them. My mom used to yell at me, "You think I used to do what the hell she told me to do?"
Okay.
Hell no. I was rebellious as fuck.
Yeah, that's
but
not
my
the
dad
way.
Come around, "Hey Terrell, can you do what your mama said?" All right, I got you.
It's all about approach.
Yeah, yelling ain't it.
Yeah, and
I don't even like
and yelling. Physical isn't either. It is not.
Yes and no. Because there are some legit badass fucking kids
but,
that they ass whoop.
But it comes from them parents, their parents not raising them the way that they should be. My son is 6 years old. Still to this day, I do not whoop his ass. When he was 2, 3, yes, I whooped his ass like it was no tomorrow.
But that's what I'm saying. So by the time they get to 4, 5, 6, you don't have to do that.
Exactly.
That's how my kids were. I put boots to asses, 2, 3, kind of 4, and then now it's more so, hey, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. Sorry, Dad. Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna applaud you. I'm gonna applaud you. Great parenting skills. Good job.
Appreciate it. But they know I will punch their ass in their throat in a heartbeat.
Oh God.
You know, really, I ain't gonna lie. Really, I make a lot of empty threats, and it works for me.
Yeah,
it's bad. I shouldn't.
I mean, I do.
But
too.
You know how black parents are. Shit, you make a whole lot. You better stop before I put your mother, clap your damn ears together and shit. You ain't gonna really do it.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, oh, I'm not. All right, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna never punch my kids in their throat, but I say it.
Yeah. Same here. Tell my son the same thing all the time.
You know, my 4-year-old, he do something. You want me to punch you in your throat? No. All right, sit down.
Yeah. And that kind of, it kind of gives them some things to say. Like, you know, when they, because my son blew my mind. We had a little battle rap with the kids. And some of the stuff he was saying, I'm like, whoa, buddy, whoa. I said that to you. You're not supposed to say it to nobody else. Like, you're not. Don't do that. But. It's good. I felt good about it because I know that nobody is going to run over him. He's going to stand up for himself and he's going to say, okay, well, leave me alone before I bust your head to the white meat. Like, I like right. that.
This is true.
Because kids nowadays, whew.
Man, look, who you telling? You preach to the choir.
Yeah.
You got any final thoughts for the world to hear?
No, just know your worth. Be okay with losing. Make sure you build up self-esteem in your children. And just be the best you could be.
That's true. That is true. Definitely remain focused. Radiate a lot of optimism. Yes. And general happiness. Keep your mindset strong. Don't worry about what the outside world think of you. You worry about what yes. you think of you. How you would want the world... that's kind of bad to say, but how you would want the world to remember you as.
Yes.
Don't worry about what they think of you, but make it to where you leave an impact, a positive Definitely. Impact to where they remember you as something great, or something good, or something positive.
Definitely, and carry yourself as if you are that already.
Most definitely. So, this has been a great show. As always, y'all, I do my shout-outs, so definitely shout-out my new co-host, Mango.
Okay.
Shout-out to Gina Williams, for she has a clothing line called Infinity Clothing. Check that out. Check out Ashley Eats Catering. She's a well, it's kind of slowed down now with the fucking virus going down, but check her out. She has a great business. Check out my boy Josiah D. Moore. He's an up and coming R&B artist around here in Chicago. Ladies, if you need your nails done, check out Prissy Nation. That is in the works. Shout out to my radio host, co-host B Trey and Mr. Prince. Shout out to OG Radio. That is another show that you guys can check out every Tuesday, every Friday from 10 to 11. We play all underground artists. So if you're an artist and need your music heard, hit me up. I will get it played. You can tune in. Catch our podcast, Talk That Ish. I think now I'm going to do it every Wednesday, 9 o'clock. So yeah, everybody be on the lookout for that every Wednesday. New episodes will drop unless otherwise. So with that being said, this has been a lovely show. Thank you for tuning in with your boy Rail and Mango. You can catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on the Anchor app, and you can catch us on Apple. Anything else you want to add?
No, sir.
All right, y'all. This has been one. So good night.
Good night.